laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
I've hit the point where I am only wearing blankets now. That's all I'm wearing. I have multiple of the no fur blankets. What are those called?
Unhide.
I have multiple of these blankets and that's all I'm wearing now. I wrap them around myself. I walk around the house. I lay in them like a wilderness princess where I have one fur that I lay on and one fur that I drape over me.
Bethany, that is so weird that you're saying this right now because I too have amassed a collection of non-fur furry blankets.
They're the best.
And I've been saving this tiny bottle of really fancy washing machine detergent that's meant for like just your nicest lingerie.
Yeah.
Except I don't have lingerie, so I washed my furry blankets with this fancy detergent.
Oh, that's smart.
They came out gorgeous. So if you need to know, you can put it in the washing machine, you put it in the dryer, and it's going to come out like new.
I'm asking for another Unhide blanket for Christmas, I think.
Yeah, you should.
Because and this isn't an ad at all. But I think they are the best and they're so cozy. And the problem is that every time I get a new one, my cats claim it. And so last night, Kathleen, I was so cold. I keep my bedroom freezing cold. Uh-huh. I was so cold last night that I couldn't sleep. And all I could think about was the blanket you had given me last year, where it's the same brand. It's brown. It's huge and beautiful. And I love it so much. But it was on the couch and Minerva was sleeping on it.
And you can't disturb her.
I couldn't disturb her. And it's so big. So I took the smaller one.
Yeah.
And use that one instead because I would rather her be comfortable than me be in any way happy.
There's just something about you're in bed at night and you pull a furry blanket just up underneath your chin. And I like to fold it down a little bit so the fur part isn't touching my chin directly, but it's like, you know, in the same area. And it just sends me into the deepest sleep.
There's some memory I have. I think it was either a book or a movie where there was some man and he came upon a wild woman. And like she was in a cave or something and she's completely nude and unconcerned about her nudity.
Yeah.
And she's on a fur blanket with another fur on top and just covering her breasts. And he is scandalized but turned on. And I cannot remember what story or book. It feels like it's like a trope. So it's probably happened a bunch. But that's how I feel.
Like it was in the 90s. I can picture this too.
Right?
Like a TV show in the 90s.
Yeah. And I don't. Yeah. It was like, I don't know. But she is just like uninsecure.
Oh.
I.e. secure.
Was it that Bigfoot show where Bigfoot ran away and they were looking for him maybe?
Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah, and then maybe the dad comes upon this woman.
That's the part of Harry and the Hendersons that gets real erotic.
I have to say this. I did recently buy another furry blanket. I cheated on Unhide. I bought it from Anthropologie because it was like deeply on sale. And I don't know why, but anytime anything is deeply on sale at Anthropologie, my brain is like, you must have it.
You must purchase.
Wait, can I tell you something else I just got from Anthro that I'm obsessed with?
What?
Bethany, it's like Neil quit his job. We have no more income. Why am I buying this?
Because you're panicked and you need to control something and that thing is having stuff.
It's called a Pura. Have you heard of this?
How do you spell that?
P-U-R-A.
No, is it a purifying filtration system?
No. So, you know, like Febreze plugins.
Yeah.
You plug it in, it makes it smell.
Yeah.
Except like those scents are never really good.
No, they're sometimes a bit soapy.
Yeah.
Or a bit sharp.
Yes. So the people who lived here before us, they left like, I don't know, a smattering of 8 Febreze plugins, like the actual things. And so I tried it and I didn't like it. So I bought a Pura. Bethany, it is a smart scent released plugin.
Kathleen, does it work only via app on your phone?
It works only via app on
Kathleen,
my phone.
I hate it. Kathleen, this is a piece of junk. When the final thing happens where all of our phones get like killed via zap, your Pura is not going to work anymore. You know how I feel about plastic pieces of junk that only work with an app.
But you know that fancy candle company, Nest?
Also don't know about them. It's a candle. I thought they were a home security company.
No. Nest. If you saw the logo on the side of a candle, you'd be like, oh yeah, I've seen those fancy candles in fancy department stores like Nordstrom's or Neiman Marcus or whatever.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
So Pura doesn't have really awful soapy scents like a Febreze plug-in. Bethany, my bedroom right now smells like a fancy hotel, and I've never been happier. Okay, it's got this like lavender, cedar scent going on that I can control. I can schedule it on my app. I say, I want this to be released at a level 2 in between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 a.m. And then they have another slot for a different scent, so you can schedule different scents in the same room throughout the day.
Kathleen, this is $85.
No, it's $44, but then when you buy 2 cents with the thing, then it's $88.
So if you don't have your phone, it won't release a scent.
I believe so.
Kathleen, can you just confirm with me? I just need validation. Do you see why this is a flawed model in some way or another?
But what other plugin can you control the scent level?
I feel like there used to be one where there was a little slider on it.
Doesn't really work. I'll tell you why. Because I had that. Didn't really work. Bethany, it goes from 1 to 10. And last night, just a little 2 of lavender in my bedroom put me right to sleep. That and my furry blanket.
Look, that actually sounds wonderful. And I do not doubt that it's an amazing experience. Currently have like 7 candles burning all that smell like fur. Because I want like fir tree smell.
Yeah, and you're going to get cancer from those candles because they release carcinogens into the air.
Okay, but... I guess, and I don't mean to belabor the point, and we can move on, but I just have to say, I cannot put into words the level of incensed I am by products that only work via app. And maybe it's because you and I are still from a generation where we grew up with analog things.
Yes.
So in order to turn the TV on, you walked over to the TV and you turned it on with like a knob.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, in order to like, there were like cigarette lighters in your car where you would push in a little button and then it would pop out and it was a little pull out. You pulled out and it was hot and you would light your cigarette that way.
I could never really figure out how to use those things. I tried to light lots of stuff on fire and they never worked.
It has to be a cigarette specifically because you have to be able to put the cigarette into that little hole. But like, so to me, when all else fails and electricity goes down, you still want to be able to have something that can work despite your phone not necessarily working. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But did your first car have a window that like you had to crank to roll it up and down?
Crank it. You had to crank it. Yeah.
Okay. Bethany, since then I've had cars with electric windows. My electric windows have never broken. Do you know what broke? The dang crank. So... And then I had to put plastic over the window when it rained.
Yeah, okay. We can move on. I don't mean to like go hard on everything. I know I went kind of hard on your permanent bracelet last week. Like, and I am sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. It's Bethany. I'm living in a time of extra because I'm just spending money willy-nilly because I feel like I can't control my life. So, you know.
So you are not alone. I am with you. I went on Redbubble the other day and I ordered... I think $25 worth of stickers because because I have this new...
For your water bottle?
No, I have this new awesome travel case that my mom sent me in like a care package. And I've always wanted like a little suitcase I can put stickers all over.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of waiting to accumulate the stickers organically, I went on Redbubble and I ordered like 5 Edward Gorey related stickers, and I'm excited for them to come, and I do not need them, and spending should be lessened because money is tight, and yet I can say, oh, I'm just supporting independent artists, just like spending all my money.
Okay, see, you know when you try to go on a diet and you're like, I'm not eating anything junk related, and then because you're too restrictive, you end up eating nothing but junk?
Yeah.
I think it's the same way when you're trying to save your money. You have to splurge a little every now and then, whether that be a pack of $25 stickers or, you know, smart plugins for amazing high-end hotel scents, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Does the Pura filter come with, can you get like pine needle scents?
Oh, Bethany, can you? I already went on Sephora in the middle of the night and ordered all my holiday scents.
Wait, they sell it too?
Yeah, they sell the scent fillers or whatever you call it.
Oh man, I'm so out of it. Where do you learn about this stuff?
Anthropology sale.
I did. Okay. Jesus. Kathleen,
yeah.
I love Athena Club, and here's why. Mm-hmm. I was watching the movie Cabin Fever, And in it, a girl shaves her legs during a really dramatic part of the movie when maybe she shouldn't be worrying about shaving her legs. But she shaves her legs and the razor takes off her entire layer of skin. Now, is this because she has a debilitating virus? Probably. But also, I have also been shaving my legs where the razor like takes off a huge amount of skin and it's so painful.
Yeah.
That has never happened with Athena Club.
It's funny that you say that because I just did something for the first time in my life ever. I actually changed a dull razor to a new razor with my Athena Club because my new cartridges came in the mail because I have them coming to me once every 3 months. And I was like, wow, it's amazing what my legs feel like when I have a new cartridge that isn't rusting and like, you know, applying for Social Security.
So that's why we love Athena Club. Athena Club has 6 color options, but they also have black and white razors, which I've never seen from other brands. I have the baby blue. Kathleen, what color do you have?
I started off with the baby blue, and then I was like, I'm in a pink mood, and I ordered another one for myself.
And because they have a refill plan, you just get replacement blades sent to you with free shipping. You choose how often they come, so you don't have to do that thing where you're like, oh, this razor isn't working, but I don't have anything else to use. You will, because it's already going to be in your cupboard.
And I can't say enough amazing things about their Cloud Foam shave cream. I am not a shave cream type person. I'm like, you know, a soap and razor type person. But my shave on my legs is so close that once I tried it, I couldn't go back.
So show your skin you care with the Athena Club Razor Kit. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off your order. By the way, did we mention it's only $9? Just go to athenaclub.com and use the promo code TASTE.
That's Athena Club, ATHENACLUB.com and the promo code TASTE for 20% off. Hey, Bethany, you like bagels?
Love bagels.
Have you ever been in a store where you like, I don't know, accidentally stole something by accident? Like it was in the bottom of your cart and you didn't realize?
Yeah, definitely. I can't think of anything right now, but yes, I know I have done that in the past. Yes.
Have you ever been in a bagel store and accidentally walked out of the store with a bagel in your hand that you didn't pay for?
Not that specifically. How did this happen?
I was with my friend and her boyfriend and Neil. We were at this bagel shop and they were the slowest bagel shop. I mean, molasses could make a bagel faster. And so we're waiting. Finally, my friend's name gets called. And they didn't charge us when we placed the order like a bagel shop normally does.
Okay.
And so I'm still waiting for my bagel, but my friend's boyfriend, their name gets called. So he walks up to the counter to take his order. And then I see him reach for his pocket where he's like, gonna get his debit card. But the guy who handed him his bagel has since gotten distracted and walked away. And I saw the boyfriend look around the shop and then like look at the guy that handed him his bagel. And then he kind of like shrugged a little bit. And then he walked over to me because he knew I was watching. And I looked up at him because I was sitting down and I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, nothing. And then he walked out of the shop without paying for the bagel.
Okay. What would you have done differently?
I would have been like, hey, excuse me. Like I would have gone to the register and just been like, hey,
yeah,
this is what I ordered. I didn't pay.
Yeah. I wonder if, because he did look around and he did sort of try to get the attention of the cashier, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the cashier was just distracted.
Yeah, like doing something else. I mean, the place was a madhouse. It was so busy.
I don't know if I would have done any different, honestly.
Really?
Unless I had cash.
Yeah.
And would have put down the amount of cash needed and just sort of like put it there and walked away.
Yeah.
But if he's so distracted and it's taking forever and I've done my due diligence to try and pay.
Yeah, but I thought his due diligence was a little weak.
You think it was, okay. You think it was a little bit questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got my bagel. I walked out of the shop. Everybody's standing there. Neil, my friend, her boyfriend. And he goes, did you pay for your bagel? And I was like, yes, of course. I walked over to the register and I was like, hey, I didn't pay for this yet. This is what I ordered.
Yeah, which is a very honest thing to do.
Because the same thing happened to me. They handed it to me and I could have walked out too. And he's like, I didn't pay. He's like, I tried to, but I didn't. And I was like, oh, shoot. Let's bleep his name out. I was like, you should go back in and just tell them that you didn't pay.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. He's like, we waited for so long. This bagel is my reward.
Well, okay. So now that's where it gets a little bit hinky. You know, I don't think that you can. It's a little bit like when you steal from your employer and you're like, well, they don't pay me enough. So this is what I get.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's a flawed way to view things, but I can't say I would have done much differently if it's taking forever and it seems like
really?
It's total chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at some point you just have to cut your losses. Yeah.
It was total chaos. It was. People were like getting upset, you know, and it, you know, it's really funny though. I got a front row view to a guy wearing the Rothy's sneakers and I was like, oh,
yeah,
I like those men's sneakers from Rothy's. Maybe I'll get Neil a pair.
Oh, I do remember the last time I accidentally stole something.
Oh, tell me.
So I was selling my, do you remember when I was Daenerys Targaryen for Halloween a few years ago from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, sure do.
So, I had the dress and I also had the little plastic dragon that was a separate accessory that would sit on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I sold it on Poshmark and I, you know, included the dragon. And so I brought it to the post office. I had my thing already ready to go, but I did not have a package that fit the dragon.
Oh.
And so the two women at the post office were sort of pointing out different packages I could use and I would like pull them out and try it and then put them back. And it took so long that ultimately when I found one that fit, they both were like, yeah, that'll fit. They watched me. I put like the thing in and I taped the address label onto it and I put it in the mail.
Yeah.
And I left.
Yeah.
And I realized I never paid for the envelope.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
It's a separate envelope.
Yeah, that's okay. Those boxes that you walk, like if it's...
No, it wasn't a box. It was like a bubble mailer.
Yeah, that's fine.
It said, but it had a price listed on it.
Oh.
It was like, you know, when you have the one set up for like priority mail, those boxes, but then you also have a different carousel that's like, here's all the pretty mailers and like the bubble, and it's like got stars on it.
So yeah, you stole.
It was one of those because it was the only one that was big enough.
Oh.
And I mailed it, immediately felt guilty as soon as I got home. But then I tried to call the post office. And the number listed was the national post office number. Oh. And so it was just you like, you're not going to get in.
It's a wash.
So then I tried to go in the next day to pay and tell them what had happened and to pay. And it was so busy that for me to wait and go to the front of the line and try to describe to them what had happened would have been more of a drain on their
resources.
And so I just, to this day, I haven't paid and I feel guilty about it.
You made a concerted effort.
No, well, the first day I certainly didn't.
I know. But like everybody was frazzled. And then you went back and you made a concerted effort. Like the last time I stole, I think that I was getting lemons and I bought an organic lemon by accident. And then I tried to find organic lemons on the self-checkout, but it wouldn't come up. So I just rang it up as a regular lemon.
Kathleen, we are the most low-level criminals. So when this happened, I was legitimately concerned that this post office would have a surveillance picture of me in the back going, this woman stole a mailer. Like there was a moment in time where I was really worried that that was going to be the case until my partner was like, please don't worry about it. They don't even care. Like it's not that big of a deal. But I was really upset about it.
Well, I'm very upset about my friend's boyfriend with the bagel. And I think I'm going to put like, I don't know, $7 cash in the mail. I'm going to mail it to the bagel place.
That'd be very nice. That'd be really sweet.
Because I don't know why. It's just, it's bothering me about him.
So this is interesting. So this to you is saying something about his character.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that, Bethany, you say you would do the same thing, but I know deep down that you wouldn't. You wouldn't. I know that you would pay.
Yeah, I probably would.
And how? I know, like, you're probably trying to side with him to, like, make the blow a little bit easier on my heart, but I know that you would pay. Like, I know you would.
How well do you know him?
Pretty well.
How long have you known him?
For, like, 2 years now. And I love him so much. I want her to marry this guy. Like, I love him so much. He's super nice. I'm just really irked by this one thing.
How dramatic do you feel right now?
I don't know, Bethany.
Because there could be, so you could do something fun about it. You could you could have them over.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could stage some type of intervention, like a highly dramatic intervention, and say this has really been bothering you and that you're concerned about him as a person and his ethics overall because he didn't pay for this bagel. And then perhaps you march him to the bagel shop. Like, I mean, if you're feeling like you really want to drum up some drama, that might be a fun thing to do.
Here's the thing. If I say anything to my friend about how much this is bothering me, it even if it's gone out of her mind and she's not thinking about it, because she knew that he didn't pay, but she was outside, like she wasn't waiting inside. And Neil and I said to him in front of her, "That's stealing." And Neil said to him, "Oof, like,
oh,
I see what you're saying, dude, but oof, you know?"
Yeah.
And, okay.
And Neil saying oof is a special kind, because Neil, I see Neil as such a pinnacle of ethics and like gentlemanliness. So for him, if he ever said oof to me, I would be devastated.
So once my mom was like, "Why doesn't Neil let the women walk into the elevator first?" And ever since, it's been a sore point for me. So now whenever we're meeting my mom somewhere where there's an elevator, I say to him, "Make sure you let my mom walk into the elevator first."
For sure.
I mean, like, I think he did it once and we were rushed. We were late to something and he just walked in. And now it's like, now I can never forget. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll
because
stick forever.
This stupid thing. My mom was like, "Why doesn't Neil let the ladies walk in first?" And it's like, well, because ladies and men both have legs that are equal. I don't know, Ma. So I can't say anything to my friend, you know?
Well, I think you can, but I don't know if it's going to be helpful.
It's not worth it.
Can I tell you the moment, this was a previous relationship, the moment that I realized I was dating a bad person, capital B, capital P.
Yeah.
We were on an airplane and we sat down, and in front of us, in the, you know, the little seat back folder that sits in front of you. Was an iPad, and it was clear that it had been left over by the person who had just been sitting there. Throughout the whole flight, my partner at the time is like trying to break into it. There's a little kid's picture as the home screen, so it's clearly a parent or a grandparent's iPad.
Yeah.
And I said, "We should, you know, let the flight attendants know. We should, you know, give it to a lost and found."
Yeah.
The plane lands, and I said, "We need to give this to a lost and found at the airport at the very least."
Yeah.
And he was like, "No, we're taking it. We deserve this." I was like, "We can't. Absolutely not. We can't take this."
No.
And he slips it into his bag. And then as we're exiting the plane, the pilot rushes out of the cockpit and says to the flight attendant, "Did you see an iPad anywhere? I was sitting and I think I left it in the seat back." And I looked at my partner and he just exited the plane with the iPad. And when we got to the Uber to go home, he got mad at me because he said, "You looked so guilty. As soon as the pilot said something, I could tell that you were guilty and you should have hidden it better." And I was like,
"Fuck out of here."
So it devastated me so much because this was someone that I thought I was going to be with for a long time. And I just saw his character slip out the window.
Oh my God.
Like, he had so many opportunities. He had a 2.5 hour flight to change his mind and come clean. And then when the pilot said, it was like a grandpa, like he just, I was like, and the worst part, he was never able to break into the iPad. So it just sat in our house doing nothing.
Oh,
I was like, "You're a bad person."
That's not,
So
see, it's like, whether it's something big like that or something small, it's just like things like this hurt my heart.
Yeah. And like, I absolutely should have said something and come forward or said, you know, "Don't do this," or prohibited him or taken it or whatever.
But you're in a tough spot. You live with this person.
Yeah. And at that point in the relationship, I was so, the relationship made me think so little of myself that I didn't stand up to him. Like, I was afraid to stand up to him and I just didn't want to. I didn't feel like I could. I didn't feel like I had a voice in that relationship. And I think this situation also proved to me, oh, you don't have a voice. You've lost your voice as a good person, because I was like, I don't want to deal with it. And then I just let him do it.
I 100% understand that, because you needed to protect yourself in that moment.
Yep.
And you didn't want to get into a blowout fight.
Yes. And that's what it would have been. And I was like, and then I don't want to do it in public on a plane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And so I keep thinking about this, like this stupid freaking bagel. And I wish in the moment I had been to my friend's boyfriend, like, "I'm not moving this car. I'm not driving us home until you go back in and pay for that bagel."
Yeah.
But I didn't want to start a fight. And I also didn't want to cause them to break up.
Exactly.
Over a bagel.
Over a bagel.
This could be just a momentary lapse in judgment. He could end up being the best husband and father and whatever to her and her future children or whatever. And this is just like a small momentary lapse in judgment. The bagel shop was so hot. Maybe his brain had boiled a little bit.
Well, look, if they end up getting married,
Yeah.
Please, in lieu of a gift, mm-hmm. have a little note that says, I paid $7 on your behalf to the bagel shop.
But in all honesty, I hope they get married and I'll forget about this whole thing one day.
You'll never forget this thing. What would it make you feel better if you sent $7 to the bagel shop, like you said?
I'm going to. And I'm going to write a note that's like, when people place an order, like, please make them pay, because yeah. this is like, this probably is not the first time it's happened to you guys.
Be honest. Are you going to be looking now for more evidence about this guy to like try to make a final decision on whether he's a good person or not?
I mean, it would be hard not to.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
uh-oh.
When you found that out about your boyfriend at the time, did things ever get better from there?
No. It was more like when you're falling off a cliff, and as you're tumbling, a gust of wind comes behind you and pushes you faster and further down the cliff.
Yeah.
That was like what that was.
Like, years ago, my brother was snowboarding, and somebody had left the snowboard outside the, I don't know, chalet for hours and hours. And finally, at the end of the day, the snowboard was still there, and one of his friends took it. And he said from that moment on, he never liked that friend ever again.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a testament to their character, whether it be big or small. And obviously, small things are not as important.
But
I couldn't live with myself.
Okay, here's another question. Here's a question, because I've often thought of this. What would you do if you're walking down the street, mm-hmm. a very busy, like, urban street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You look down and you see a diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you're near, let's say you're like near a playground, you're near a park.
Yeah.
A couple of, so there's nowhere that has a lost and found near you, and you just see a diamond ring. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to really put it to be like, hey, did you lose this diamond ring? Because someone's going to steal it.
Uh-huh.
Do you take the ring or do you leave the ring?
I take it. And then I go, like, if this happened in Hoboken, I would take it. I would go on Hoboken Reddit. I would go into the Hoboken Mommies group. There's a Facebook group, Hoboken Lost and Found. Like, I would mm-hmm. post everywhere. I wouldn't post a photo of the ring. I would say that I found a ring. If you lost it in this area, contact me and describe it.
Great. And then let's say after, what, 2 weeks is usually the cutoff. If no one comes forward, you keep it?
I mean, at that point, what are you supposed to do with it?
I keep it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it. Yeah. I think you make a concerted effort. And then if no one comes forward, what are you going to do?
I mean, I wouldn't wear it for, like, I don't know, minimum 5 years.
That's right. Unless you're on a trip, because that would be the worst if, like, someone walks by you and they're like, that's my ring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I would keep it. And maybe, like, every year I would post, like, in a memoriam for 5 years. I mean,
look,
if you lost an heirloom or your diamond ring or your engagement ring or something, I have thought in the past that I've lost it and I have been sick to my stomach.
Devastation.
Yeah. So that's what I would do.
Yeah. I feel like an awful person saying this, but Dennis is at a shoot today and he sent me a picture of the dog that is working on this shoot today.
And
the dog looks like, the dog looks like a Muppets character. And I said, Dennis, take this dog home.
Take
it
home.
Bring this dog home with you. Bring this dog home with you.
Yeah,
and his response, Kathleen, copy that.
Copy that. We can keep it here until we go to jail.